Well, good morning. What a happy morning. Amen. This is. Praise God. Well, this is my beautiful wife. Amen. God gave her to me so that just by her reflection, I would look better. But it is not good for men to dwell alone. I'll tell you what. But I'm thankful for her and thankful for her. The grace that God gives me through her. I'm going to let her share a few words with you this morning.
Morning. I just want to echo the words that have been spoken by Millie and her husband and those who've shared about coming together in the body of Christ. You know, there's no greater joy to me than meeting others of like faith and spirit and getting to know us. And so it's so important to me to know you, you know, because we're going to be together in heaven. Can you imagine how wonderful that is going to be? But we're just blessed on this earth to have wonderful friends and loved ones in the Lord and to get together once in a while at least, you know, and know each other. And I just want to commend you on the wonderful job you did on this wedding and the support for Pastors Kevin and Sherry. They are dear, dear, dear to us. And I know to you too. And I just thank you for that support, because it was lovely and anointed and joyful to be there together yesterday. So we're really grateful to be part of it and to be with you and to be your friends. And I just have been feeling some things from the Lord, and I just want to exhort for a moment here this morning about what I feel the Lord has been saying to me. I kept hearing him say, it's important how you hear. It's important how you hear. And I was going, yes, Lord, you know, and recall the seeds parable of Jesus and about how you hear, and he rebukes the ones who weren't hearing, you know, somewhat, or at least, you know, acknowledges that they're those who hear and they don't understand, and how that seed relates. And so I'm going, Lord, yes, but we've heard you. And what I felt the impression of the Spirit was to me was, keep on hearing with power. Mm-hmm. Keep on hearing the word with power. Because, you know, we can become a little inoculated a little bit to the Word of God. We've heard it and we've heard it and heard it. You know, I mean, I've found myself doing that to be, you know, it's just here because, you know, and I do know it in my heart in some ways, but we have to keep stirring our hearts. Because I used to think that when I would read that word about hearing, you know, hearing, hear. But through the years, years do help, I've come to understand that there's some things we can't hear and can't understand until some things change in our hearts. We have that initial hearing of the Word of God, right? Or we can't be saved. We've got to be able to hear to be born again and to receive. And we've heard the word, and therefore we're able to respond to it and give it to the Lord, or yield to the Lord our lives and receive that wonderful new birth in our hearts. But when we get used to it, you know, we're changed by it. And I lost my thought, but maybe it'll come back. But there are walls in our, you know, we're made to protect ourselves. We're born to be survivors, and that is initial in nature. But that nature has to be submitted to God. And we're given a new nature in Jesus Christ. But in our old nature, we have walls of protection that we build up from having been hurt, from having sensed danger, from the fears that come upon us. We build walls. And I came to understand through the years that these walls have to come down. I went, oh, whoa. And, you know, it's not easy to tear down walls, you know, and sometimes it takes a sledgehammer, you know, and you know how that feels. But when those The only thing that can truly bring down walls is love. Amen. Love makes us vulnerable. And so many times we're afraid to be vulnerable because, you know, you're vulnerable. I mean, this makes sense, right? You know, it's not easy to make yourself vulnerable. Therefore, in order to submit to being vulnerable and those walls coming down, we have to have greater trust in the Lord and in His people. You know, and in His people, we have to come to trust the Lord in them. Because how many of you know that we're still human? Even though we're born again and there are some days we're not walking in the Spirit. And we are, you know, at one another. And so we get hurt. We still get hurt in the church. And people, there are so many people out there who have been hurt in the church and they've just written off the church because of it. And written off the Lord because of it. Thinking God hates them because He wouldn't let that happen to them if they, you know, if He loved them. But the truth is, we have to understand as God understands. And He gives us that understanding as we hear Him. As we hear Him, we understand that I'm human, you know, and I may hurt you, but I don't mean to. And we have to come to the place of being willing to go, I receive your love. And I, you know, I am, have grace for the other because I love you. Our love has to be greater than our fear. And that love will eventually drive out the fear. And I believe it brings to us the understanding of the hearing. And I you know, it was a great revelation to me that I can trust the Lord with loving His love. That He will keep me no matter what anybody else does to me. And there is nobody who's come as far as we've come, all of you together, you know, that hasn't been hurt, that haven't been through hardships. There's no way to get through this life without it. But how we respond is what determines what happens to us. And how we grow in the Lord and in sanctification. But I just felt the Lord reminding us gently and with love to keep on hearing the Word of God in power and in love.